天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
弟兄姐妹大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，圣诞节一天一天的临近了，商场也开始大促销了，但是有多少人真正知道圣诞节的意义呢？它为什么是这一年中365天中最重要的一天呢？是因为有很多打折活动吗？当然不是，是因为在那一天人类的救赎开始了，为我们成为代罪羔羊的耶稣降生了。今天我们就来听一听麦克牧师所为我们传递的信息吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
Thank you for your returning to listen to the rest of these messages on the purpose of Advent。
欢迎你按时收听耶稣降生的目的这个系列。
And today we're going to see that Jesus came from heaven to reveal the Father.
今天我们要讲耶稣来到世上，就是为要将天父显给我们看。
Jesus said in John 14:9,
耶稣在约翰福音14:9这里说，
He that has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我，就是看见了父。
And if you have joined us for the first time,
假如你是第一次收听这个节目，
This is the third in a series of sermons on the purpose of Advent.
我们已经讲到耶稣降生的目的这个系列的第三讲了。
First, we saw that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil.
第一讲我们谈到了耶稣来是要摧毁魔鬼撒旦的工作。
Then we saw that he came to take away sin.
上一次我们讲到耶稣是要来除去罪。
Today we learn that Jesus came to manifest the Father.
今天我们要学习耶稣来是要将天父显明给我们。
Jesus made many statements about his relationship to the Father.
耶稣多次讲到他和父神的关系。
But none of these statements is more comprehensive than John 14:9.
在约翰福音14:9这里是最清楚不过的了。
John 14:9 is the most inclusive statement.
约翰福音14:9是最具概括性的陈述。
John 14:9 is the most exhaustive statement.
约翰福音14:9也是最彻底的说明。
Let me repeat this statement in John 14:9 again.
我再重复一次。约翰福音14:9，耶稣说
：“He who has seen me has seen the Father。”
人看见了我，就是看见了父。
When Jesus uttered these words in John 14:9,
耶稣说这话的时候
，It was during his last hours with his disciples。
是他和门徒在一起的最后几小时里说的。
Jesus' teaching to his disciples was interrupted four times.
耶稣的话被门徒打断了四次。
First in John 13:36.
第一次记在约翰福音13:36。
Peter interrupted and said, Lord, where are you going?
彼得插嘴说，主往哪里去？
And while he was answering Peter,
当耶稣回答彼得的时候，
Jesus was interrupted again by a question from Thomas.
多马又打岔说
：“Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way？”
主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢
？And while he was dealing with Thomas's question in John chapter 14:8, Philip jumps in and says, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied."
当耶稣回答多马的问题时，他的话再次被腓力打断。在14:8这里，腓力说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
And when Jesus barely finished answering Philip,
当耶稣才回答了腓力的问题时
，Judas, not Judas Iscariot, comes up with another question.
门徒中不是加略人的另外一个犹大又提出了疑问，他说
，Why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?
为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
This whole discourse reveals something very, very significant.
这些对话告诉我们一个重点。
After 3 years of listening to Jesus,
那就是在听了耶稣三年的教导之后。
After years of seeing and experiencing Jesus,
在亲眼目睹以及和耶稣共同生活了三年之后。
They still did not understand who was Jesus.
他们仍然不理解耶稣是谁。
Yet Jesus so lovingly, so patiently and gently answers their questions.
但耶稣还是用百般的忍耐和爱心来回答他们的问题。
The one question that I want you to look at today is Philip's question.
我想请你特别留意腓力所提出的问题。
Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied.
他说求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
It was a request based upon a vision of Christ's relationship to the Father.
这个问题关乎到耶稣和父神之间的关系。
Throughout these 3 years,
过了整整三年
，Philip felt that there was something special about Jesus.
腓力觉得耶稣是有点不一般。
He was unique among all prophets.
他和其他先知比起来是有些独特。
He stood head and shoulders above all other rabbis.
他比其他教法师都高出一筹。
That Jesus somehow had a special relationship with God.
看来耶稣和神是有些特殊的关系。
There are millions of people throughout the world who still feel as Philip did.
今天世上仍然有成千上万的人都和腓力有同感。
To them, Jesus was a great teacher.
对他们来说，耶稣是一个了不起的老师。
He was a great healer.
是一个大能的医生。
He was a great moralist.
一个高尚的道德家。
A great ethicist.
一名伟大的伦理学家。
A great prophet.
一位大先知。
And they follow him in the same way they follow a dead hero.
他们像崇拜英雄人物那样来跟随耶稣。
Many people in the world today believe that Jesus was dear to God in some special way.
今天世界上有许多人相信耶稣在某些方面与神很亲近。
But they do not know Jesus as God's son, the Messiah.
但他们不知道其实耶稣就是神的儿子，是弥赛亚。
So, when Philip heard Jesus refer to God as his father,
因此当腓力听到耶稣把神说成是自己的父亲时
he immediately said, show us the father.
他马上说请把天父显给我们看吧。
At this point, Jesus speaks as plainly as anyone can.
所以耶稣坦白地告诉他们。
And he said in effect,
耶稣说
Philip, after all these years,
腓力，我与你们同在这样长久。
After all that you have experienced,
你亲自经历了这么多的事情。
And after all that you have heard,
进而听到这一切。
You still ask such a question?
你还问这种问题吗？
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我，就是看见了父。
In fact, I came so that the world would know my Father.
其实我来就是要让世人认识我的父亲。
I look and behave like my Father.
我行事为人都像我的父亲。
My Father is exactly like me.
我的父亲和我并无分别。
No, in fact, we are one and the same.
更确切地说，我和我天父原为一。
Now, my beloved friends, I want you to imagine with me.
亲爱的朋友，我想请你想象一下。
What was it like in the Hebrew world before the coming of Jesus?
在耶稣降生之前，犹太人的世界是怎样的呢？
Immediately before the coming of Christ into the world,
就在耶稣降生之前不久，
there was greater knowledge about God than in any other period in history.
那时候人对神知识上的理解是空前高涨的。
There was a greater comprehension of the truth about God than any other time in history.
人对真神的了解也超越了以前的世代。
By the time of Jesus' first coming into the world,
就在耶稣降生前夕,
the writings of Moses and the prophets were available.
摩西和众先知所写的书卷已经有了。
But also morality had declined and diminished.
但是人们的道德观却一直不断地滑落和衰退。
As knowledge about God was on the increase, morality was on the decline.
随着人对神在知识层面上的了解不断地增加，人的道德却不断地下滑。
If you follow the story about the Hebrew people,
如果你研究犹太人的历史，
you will see that their moral decline reached its depth by the time Jesus' first coming.
你就会发现，耶稣降生前夕是以色列人道德最黑暗的时期。
Abraham had very little knowledge about God.
亚伯拉罕对神知识上的了解并不多。
And yet when God called on him to leave his family and leave his wealth and leave his birthplace,
然而当神呼召他离开本族本家，撇下一切家当的时候，
He said yes to God.
他对神说，好的。
No questions asked.
他没有问这问呢。
But 2,000 years later,
可是2000年之后,
when they had the wisdom of Solomon,
当他们有了所罗门的智慧书,
the Psalms of David,
大卫的诗篇,
the warnings of the prophets,
先知的警戒,
the exhortation of the men of God,
以及神众仆人的劝告,
yet they were morally bankrupt.
然而他们的道德却崩溃了。
Isn't that what's happening again this very moment in history?
今天的状况不也是如此吗?
We have a great deal of knowledge about God.
我们的世界充满了各种有关神的知识。
But we worship Him not.
但我们却不敬拜他。
We have a great deal of historical information.
我们拥有无数历史的研究材料。
But we believe not in Him.
但我们却不信他。
How did Jesus then come to reveal the Father?
那么耶稣来如何把天父显明给我们看呢?
First, he came to reveal the Father, affirming the revelation which we call the Old Testament.
首先,他肯定了旧约的启示,把天父彰显出来。
Many people often ask me all over the world,
很多人常常问我,
Do you really believe the story of Adam and Eve?
你真的相信亚当夏娃的故事吗?
Do you really believe that Jonah was inside a whale for 3 days?
你真的相信约拿曾在大鱼肚子里待了3天吗?
Can there possibly have been a flood that covered the whole earth?
真有那么大的洪水会把整个地球都给淹没了吗?
I have a simple answer.
我的回答很简单。
Jesus who was there before it happened.
这一切发生之前，耶稣就存在了。
Jesus who saw it all happening,
是耶稣亲眼看见这一切事情。
When he came to earth, he never denied it.
耶稣在世的时候，他从没有否认过这些事实。
He never contradicted it.
他从来没有反对过。
He never mocked it.
他从没取笑这些事件。
And if it was good enough for Jesus who saw it happen,
既然耶稣是目击证人，证实了这一切，
It is good enough for me.
对我来说，就是充足的证据。
Jesus did not deny the truth of the unity of God.
耶稣从来没有否认三一真神的真理。
He re-emphasized it.
他一再地强调这一点。
Jesus did not deny the might of God.
耶稣从不否认神的全能。
He declared it and manifested it.
是他向我们声明和宣告的。
Jesus did not deny the holiness of God.
耶稣彰显了神圣洁的品格。
He insisted upon it by teaching it and living it.
他教导我们并亲自实行出来。
Jesus did not deny the beneficence of God.
耶稣没有遮掩神的慈悲。
He manifested it.
他完全表现出神的慈悲。
He brought us the pure love of God for which we were groping but could never found.
他给我们带来了神纯全的大爱，这爱是我们苦苦寻求却无法找到的。
And that is why Jesus said to Philip, He who has seen me has seen the Father.
所以耶稣对腓力说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
And when Jesus comes to a people who had never had direct revelation before,
当耶稣来到世上，外邦人并没有从上帝而来的直接启示。
He comes as a fulfillment of all truth.
但耶稣自己就是真理的实现。
So he revealed the Father by affirming biblical revelation.
所以说耶稣肯定了旧约的启示，把天父彰显出来。
Secondly,
第二点，
He came to reveal the Father so that men may know him.
他来要显明父神，好让世人认识天父。
Please listen to me carefully, my listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
He came to reveal the Father so that people may know him.
耶稣来就是要向我们彰显父，使我们能认识父神。
Not know about him.
不仅要我们知道有神，
but intimately know him.
更要亲近神。
Let's look at the words of Jesus to Philip once more.
我们再来看看耶稣对腓力所说的话。
Have I been with you so long, Philip, and you don't know me?
他说，腓力，我和你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？
What is the essence of this question?
这个问题的关键在哪里呢？
You have seen enough of me, Philip.
就是，腓力，你跟我应该很熟了吧？
If you really had known me,
如果你真的认识我，
you would not have asked for a vision to see my Father.
你就不会提出要求看见父这种问题了。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
There are many people who know about God.
很多人风闻有神。
They study him in religion courses.
他们在宗教课上学了很多关于神的知识。
They may even know some verses from the scriptures.
他们也熟悉圣经里的一些经文。
But they do not know God because they really do not know Jesus.
但是他们却不认识神，因为他们不认识耶稣。
Well, let's look at Philip as a case in point.
我们来看看腓力这个人。
In chapter 12 of the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音十二章里，
We see some Greeks coming to Philip saying, Sir, we would see Jesus.
有几个希腊人来对腓力说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
So Philip and Andrew make their way to Jesus and ask him to see the Greeks.
所以腓力和安德烈就把这事告诉了耶稣。
What does Philip hear Jesus say at that point?
当时腓力听到耶稣怎么说的？
Listen carefully.
请仔细听耶稣说的话。
Now is the judgment of this world.
现在这世界受审判。
Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
这世界的王要被赶出去。
And I, if lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
This is the third time Philip experienced a special vision of Jesus.
这其实是腓力第三次经历到耶稣的不寻常。
A vision of harmony with the Father.
经历到耶稣和父神的合一。
A vision of one accord with the Father.
和父神的一致。
A vision of unison with the Father.
和父神不分彼此。
Yet,Just before Jesus is to walk down the road to the cross,
然而就在耶稣要上十字架前夕，
Philip asked Jesus, show us the Father.
腓力再次求耶稣将父显给他们看。
Jesus in effect answered Philip this way.
所以耶稣的答案就是，
Philip,
腓力，
when you first saw me,
当你第一次见到我，
Did you not see the embodiment of the law and righteousness?
你岂没有发觉律法和公义在我身上得到充分的彰显吗？
Philip,
腓力，
When you watched me feed the thousands of people,
你亲眼看见我喂饱好几千人。
Did you not understand that I satisfy the hunger of the heart?
你还不明白我也能满足人心灵上的饥渴吗？
When you came to tell me about the Greeks,
当你告诉我这些希腊人想要见我的时候，
Did you not understand that I am to set men free?
你还不明白是我叫人得以自由的吗？
The truth is,
可见
Philip had not seen these things.
腓力根本不明白这些个。
But my friends, don't be quick to blame Philip.
亲爱的朋友，不要责怪腓力。
There are some people who are called by God.
有很多人蒙神恩召。
Who listen to this broadcast day after day.
也经常收听我们广播的信息。
They show a great deal of enthusiasm about God.
他们对神很热心。
They talk about Jesus.
跟人谈论耶稣。
They testify of God's goodness in their lives.
甚至见证神如何善待他们。
And they know about Jesus.
他们知道很多有关耶稣的事。
But they have never come to know Jesus on an intimate basis.
但是他们却从来没有和耶稣建立起亲密的个人关系。
They have difficulty believing that God can become man.
他们很难相信神能够成为人这一个事实。
They have difficulty believing that God can love them enough to pay the wages of their sins.
他们也不太相信神如此爱他们，甚至甘愿代替他们偿还罪债。
They say that God is all powerful.
他们认为不错，神是大有能力的。
But they refuse to believe that He is so loving.
但他们拒绝相信神完全的大爱。
They are still asking today, show us the Father.
直到今天，他们还在不断地要求把父显给我们看吗？
And Jesus is saying again and again,
耶稣却一再声明，
Do you not understand?
你不明白吗？
Do you see what you are doing?
你不明白自己在做什么吗？
The reason you do not see the Father is because you do not know me on an intimate basis.
你不认识父，因为你根本就不认识我，也没有和我建立起个人的关系。
Your relationship with me is shallow.
你同我的关系是肤浅的。
I want you to come to me and know me as God in human flesh.
我要你明白，我就是在肉身显现的神。
I want you to come to me and know that I have paid the penalty of sin and guilt.
我要你知道是我为你付清了所有的罪债。
I want you to come to me, but unclog your ears so that you can hear me.
我要你打开自己的耳朵，到我面前来聆听。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，请留心听。
You may be someone who comes to offer God the flattery of your lips.
也许你用自己的嘴唇来宣扬神。
Or you may have just an intellectual knowledge.
或许你有丰富的知识。
But God is saying to you,
但神要对你说，
Surrender yourself to the one who came from heaven.
把你自己交托给那位从天降生的独一主宰。
The one who revealed to you my love.
就是彰显我大爱的那位主。
The one who revealed to you my holiness.
彰显我圣洁的那位主。
The one who revealed to you my righteousness.
彰显我公义的那位主。
The one who revealed to you what I am like.
彰显我形象的那位主。
Will you come to him today?
你愿意今天就来到他面前吗？
It is our prayer that you do.
盼望你今天就跪向他。
And when you do that, write to us and tell us.
我等待你的来信，和我们分享你得救的见证。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
非常感谢您的收听。你能想象那个马槽里的婴孩，那个柔弱的婴儿居然是神吗？他甘愿为了你付上代价，成为一个人，有人的知觉，能够在寒冷的冬季感受到冷的滋味，能够闻到马槽里马粪的臭味，也会感觉到饿，以及最终会经历钉死在十字架上肉体的痛苦和死亡。我们很难想象，居然一个万王之王，创造宇宙的神，愿意做如此大的付出，为了一群不爱他的人而死。但这就是神的爱，我们无法想象，无法衡量的爱。有一首歌唱得很好，有多少国王愿意走下王位，有多少律法师离弃温暖的家，多少伟人为了我们而愿意卑微到最小，又有多少神会向我们敞开心扉，多少父亲会为我们而牺牲自己的孩子呢？只有耶稣。那你愿意和这位爱你的神成为朋友吗？让他的救赎完成在你身上，让他成为你最知心的朋友吗？舒雅真心的盼望你说愿意。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
双眼看见主荣耀，主的宝座在我们中间，至高神荣耀遍满全宇宙，赞美声充满在全地，开我双眼看见主荣耀，主的宝座就在赞美中。哦，至高全能神，已面向全世界，他全能双手已高举。求你来更新我。